an unbelievable achievement for the from the girls. Like, I took them over. They got relegated the year before I took them over into Division 3. And my first thing was going after our goalkeeper, which was Denise McElhinney, and strengthen up our defence and work from there. And that's what we built her on, was our defence, and try to keep it tight at the back and score goals.
Well, speaking of the aforementioned Denise has a reputation as a goalkeeper, not just in hockey, not just in soccer, Gaelic, virtually any sport that requires a goalkeeper, Denise seems to be able to fit in.
Yes, she certainly has, and she certainly, what I would love about her was she demands that circle, and she keeps them defend ladies on her toes and make sure they're marking their players. And she's an unbelievable woman for all her sports she does as well.
Yeah. So you built from the back, I suppose, a number of teams. Jim McGuinness had the same motto.
Yes. If you can keep a clean sheet, you know, it's always there in front of you then to try to nick one up at the top, and that's we've done that over the years. And you know, we've over the 3 years we've only lost 4 games at home.
That's a fantastic record.
Yeah.
In any sport.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Are you the Leicester City of ladies hockey in Ulster?
I would say yes. It's definitely a year for the underdogs, and we were the underdogs this year now for going up into the Premiership now. There's a couple of good teams out there. Rennie was one, and Ballymena give us a hard run now for second place. And that last game of the season, if Waller takes all, did he step up to the mark again and done the business over Rennie, so we did.
Okay, so that promotion on 3 consecutive years. A little question mark, I suppose, at the end of this season, whereby there was a possibility that you had to play a promotion relegation playoff. What happened there?
It was this new league that came in last year was the AHL, and 3 Ulster teams went up from the Premiership into that last year, and then I saw this year 3 teams again had a chances to go up into the AHL. That sort of 3 weekends in a row of playoffs, and Belfast Harrigans end up playing off with a team in the second bottom in the AHL, and they won it. So that left a space in the Premiership for us. So,
how big a step up is this for Raphoe ladies? I know you've got promotion in the last 3 years, but you're up at the very top level now. Can Raphoe ladies compete?
I think we could. We won't. I don't think we'll be going for promotion. Our aim will be to stay in that league and just fight relegation, and hopefully we won our points. I mean, a lot of these teams will not like to come to Raphoe. We will build that on our defence. That, if you know, as I said, we've only lost 4 in 3 years, and that's just what we're going to try to aim for. To get the points at home and stay up in the league.
And will you have to strengthen, or indeed can you strengthen? Are you talking about a local team as it is?
We are a local team, but unfortunately, Maine has worse off on us. We have a Derry team. We have Castle Derg, Enniskillen, and Oma, and Limmer Valley all around us. So I will be going scouting, and hopefully we can attract some players to us, and as we say, we're the best Northwest team in the league at the moment, so fingers crossed that will impress people to come to us.
Would that mean, you know, having to come to Raphoe to train, or is it in Raphoe that you do all your training?
Yes, we do all our training in Raphoe on Monday and Wednesday night. Last year we went into Adam Spear, and we trained them there on Monday night. And he took us, and I did work out for us now. The fitness showed now at the end up. So.
And can you see the standard in the Premier Division? Have you seen some games? You know, is it higher than? Well, is it much higher? I suppose is the question than your present league.
It would be faster. It would be the ball would be moving faster, and you're playing, pose against ex-Irish internationals and Irish internationals we're playing against this year, if you know, playing in the Premiership. And it's all these little silly mistakes that will be, definitely will come to the fore. And if you give the ball away, you will get end up penalised and probably getting a goal scored against you. So we have to just be stronger.
The level you're playing at, it's obvious that you have some maybe better players than others, and you know, the club obviously bringing through younger ones. You know, have you stars in the making there at Rafoe?
Oh, we have our youth is going probably 30 years now, and that has benefited us big time. If you know, there's a lot of them girls that went through the youth, and because we're always trying to get some of the young girls into the Ulster set up, and then hopefully moving on to Ireland trials. And we've just knocking on the door, but never got on. Last year we had Rena Willerow got in a few trials, Jasmine Tunney and Sophie Wallace got this year, and it's just, we're getting there, but not getting the next step. But we have somewhat very under 13 players coming through, and very good talent in that group, and things are looking up for the ladies now.
Well, perhaps the fact that they're going to get exposure in the Premier Division would be a benefit to them, and they'll be playing at a higher level, so therefore when they go for the trials, they'll not be overawed by the people that they'll be playing with or against.
Yeah, that is correct. That would be, if you play a higher standard, you do become better in your own hockey skills and everything, and as you say, it's not a bigger task then when you're going for trials.
And the fact that they're playing at that higher level means that, you know, it'll raise the standard within the club as well. The coaching probably will improve.
Oh, well, don't worry, the coaching. I have a helper, which would be my son, and we bring him most of the stuff that we can get from Ulster trials and Irish trials that he plays with, and we bring it back into the club, and this has helped the ladies now over the last couple of years, so.
And tell us about the men. Maybe you mightn't be directly involved, but I'm sure you're not isolated from what's happening in the men's section either.
No, we're not. We're very close to them. Not the family up there. We all, what would you say, join together and try to raise money and things are getting. So, yeah, we all know each other. So, yes, the men has done well this year. They've ended up having a playoff to go under the AHL, and unfortunately they just didn't next standard, like.
And did they seriously want to get to a higher level?
Possibly not. But it would be a wild big commitment. I mean, you could be travelling to Cork and Dublin every other weekend and things like that, like.
Yeah, I remember speaking to somebody in Rafoe a good number of years ago when you were forced by the Ulster Hockey Union to put in a better playing surface, and you know, things weren't going particularly well on the playing side because maybe all the effort was put into fundraising and so on. But you've got over that hurdle, and the club seems to be flourishing now.
Well, the club is flourishing at the moment. I mean, we have basically three international playing on that first team. You know, you've Luke Waller and Ben Wallace and Alexander all playing on the first, and all playing the Ulster and the Irish teams, and you had Massey Lakey there as well. Like, so we have Forest now in the big time with that pitch now. But of course we're fundraising again to try and she's finished, and we have to get her replaced again, and it's a lot of money again to go out to replace her.
Has that to happen now in the near future?
It has to happen in the next 2 years.